Welcome to episode 932 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Epistle to the Romans, penned by the Apostle Paul, is rich with theological insights and reveals several unique aspects of Jesus Christ's role and nature that are either not explicitly detailed or emphasized in the same manner in other New Testament writings.
Today's top 10 list.
10 revelations of Jesus unique to Romans.
Number 1.
Righteousness of God through faith. One of the most profound revelations in Romans is the concept of God's righteousness being accessible through faith in Jesus, distinct from adherence to Mosaic law. Romans 3 verses 21 to 22 states, "But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." This declaration is central to Paul's argument that salvation is available to all, Jew and Gentile alike, and through faith alone, not by works or ethnic lineage. This concept, while built upon in other epistles, is articulated with particular clarity and force in Romans, framing it as a universal solution to the problem of sin and a foundational principle of Christian identity and life.
Number 2.
Jesus as the new Adam. In Romans 5 verses 17 to 19, Paul explains, "For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people." This theological exposition underscores the universality of Jesus' redemption, contrasting it with the universality of Adam's sin. It portrays Jesus not just as a savior, but as a figure who fundamentally alters the human condition, restoring and surpassing the original state of humanity before the fall.
Number 3.
Jesus' role in God's plan for Israel and the Gentiles. Romans uniquely elaborates on the role of Jesus in reconciling not just individuals, but whole groups, Jews and Gentiles, to God.
Number 4.
Jesus as demonstrator of God's love. Romans 5:8 offers an important insight into the nature of God's love demonstrated through Jesus. "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This verse highlights the unconditional aspect of God's love, emphasizing that Christ's sacrificial death occurred not because humanity was righteous or deserving, but while they were still in a state of sin. This revelation underscores the depth of God's grace and initiates a radical departure from the idea that divine favor is something to be earned. It portrays Jesus not only as a savior, but as the ultimate expression of divine love, illustrating how love is central to God's character and the gospel.
Number 5.
The believer's union with Christ. Romans 6 discusses a concept that, while not entirely unique to Romans, is explored with significant depth and specificity. The believer's union with Christ, particularly in his death and resurrection. Verses 4 to 5 state, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." This insight goes beyond mere identification with Christ to a spiritual union that has tangible implications for believers' lives.
Number 6.
The role of Jesus in creation and redemption. Paul connects Jesus' redemptive work to the entire creation, stating all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth up to the present time, awaiting the redemption of God's children. This suggests Jesus' role in redemption is cosmic in scope, affecting not just humans but the entire universe. This view of Jesus' redemptive work emphasizes the interconnectedness of all things in God's created order and the universal scope of his salvific plan, which includes restoration of the entire cosmos.
Number 7.
Propitiation by His blood. In Romans 3 verse 25, Paul uses the term propitiation to describe how Jesus' sacrifice serves as the atonement for sin. Propitiation involves appeasing the wrath of God, which is directed towards human sinfulness. Through His death, Jesus absorbs this divine wrath, satisfying the requirements of God's justice. This doctrine is pivotal because it shifts the basis of forgiveness from human merit to divine grace. Jesus' sacrificial death is presented not just as an act of atonement, but also as an act of grace that is received through faith. This underscores the unconditional nature of God's love and the depth of Christ's sacrifice, which restores the broken relationship between humanity and God, offering believers a clean slate purely by God's generous mercy.
Number 8.
The example of Jesus. Paul refers to Jesus as an example of patience and encouragement in the context of promoting unity among believers. This aspect of Jesus' character is essential for fostering a spirit of harmony within the diverse body of Christ. By emulating Jesus, who endured suffering and opposition with patience and provided encouragement through His teachings and actions, believers are called to exhibit these same qualities.
Number 9.
The fulfillment of the law through love. Romans explores how Jesus embodies the fulfillment of the law through the principle of love. Paul asserts that love is the fulfillment of the law, summarizing that whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. This teaching not only underscores the ethical implications of Jesus' teachings, but also positions love as the highest Christian virtue, encapsulating all the law's demands. This aspect of Jesus' teaching enhances the understanding of Christian ethical behavior, emphasizing that love, as demonstrated and taught by Jesus, is central to Christian life.
Number 10.
Intercession of Christ. Romans 8 verse 34 highlights that Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. This revelation underscores the ongoing priestly ministry of Jesus on behalf of believers. Unlike the high priests of the Old Testament who annually entered the Holy of Holies to make atonement for the people, Jesus' priestly intercession is continual and effective, rooted in His once-for-all sacrifice and resurrection. This role of Jesus as an intercessor reaffirms the believer's security in the salvation and the continual care that Christ extends to those who are His, ensuring their eternal redemption and standing before God. The revelations of Jesus Christ presented in the book of Romans not only deepen our understanding of the gospel, but also challenge us to live out these truths in our daily lives. Each aspect of Jesus' character and work, as unfolded by Paul, beckons us to a higher calling. A life rooted in faith, marked by transformation, and dedicated to the service of God and humanity. We are called to embrace the righteousness that comes through faith, to understand our identity in the new creation initiated by Christ, and to love as He loved us, fulfilling the law through acts of compassion and kindness. The revelations provide a framework for understanding salvation history as a unified narrative of creation, fall, and redemption through Christ, with implications for both individual believers and the global church.
As you reflect on these profound truths, let them not just be knowledge that you hold, but let them transform how you live. Engage with the world not as a judge, but as a bearer of the good news of Jesus Christ, offering the same grace you have received. Let your actions be motivated by love and guided by the truth of the gospel. Participate in the restoration of creation by caring for the world around you and advocating for those who are less fortunate. Take a moment today to ask God where He is leading you to share this message of hope and righteousness. Be open to His leading, whether it takes you across the street or across the ocean. May you find joy in being set apart for the gospel as you participate in the ongoing story of God's love for the world. Amen. Father, thank you for these revelations in Romans that not only contribute to the theological richness of the New Testament, but also offer a broader and more inclusive understanding of the work of Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.